beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today for our weekly show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, right here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. We focus here on practical tools to help you live a happier and healthier life, to help you feel better in body and mind and spirit, to actually begin living from your deepest, highest self. If you want to be in communication with that divine essence that dwells deep inside of you, well, then you're in the right place. My passion is personal growth and spiritual evolution, because I've had to learn to heal just in order to keep living. And so we focus here every week on inner divinity that gives us the power to heal, on spirituality rather than religion. And I share with you some of the countless ways that we can heal ourselves, that we can begin to reclaim our own power. We are divinely created beings with God-given free will to make our own choices, to raise ourselves up, to walk ourselves into healing. We can choose to be healthier and happier through the power of that divinity that lives inside of us and all around us. And so each week we share with you ways to do just that. Often, all we need to do is actually discover and then release whatever those internal obstacles have been that have blocked our connection with that divine source of all life. That's what I call God, but you can call it whatever you like. Because what blocks us is often not conscious. It's below our level of awareness. We need a power that's bigger than ourselves to begin embracing our God-given birthright, to feel whole, to be happy, to be prosperous, to feel joyous and free in mind and body and in spirit. And so if that's what you want, you're in the right place. I hope that you and all of your friends join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern to learn how you can begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and holistic life coach with decades of counseling experience, and my passion has always been sharing what I've learned about healing pain, about living a happier and more peaceful life, about clearing the suffering that so many of us are doing. And it's about feeling connected with that divine power that lives inside of us, and how that divine source of life itself can and does heal pain and suffering. I know firsthand how faith in that divine source of life can heal all of our woundedness. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, what helps, what really matters. My intention always is to provide you not only with the tools, but with the inspiration to remember your wholeness, to find it, and to live it. Divine Spirit is alive in each and every one of us. I know that, because without it, we wouldn't be breathing. When Spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, we have that divine spark of life and the power it holds living right inside of us. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, even where you are, it only matters that you know and begin to connect with that divine source of life. Because of that inner divinity, we have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering. I know, because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so I hope you join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org, as we explore the many ways there are to tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that lives in your heart, It's yours as soon as you claim it. There is never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience wholeness or joy or prosperity. There's only stuff that we have to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that right inside of us. That divine power is ours to use for all things good, and it arises most easily and fully from humility and gratitude. And so I want to thank you so much for listening, and to also let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and I'd love to hear from you on that Facebook page. We also begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to bring body and mind into a greater harmony, and to let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it begins to feel more strongly that divine spirit that is actually animating the body. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and I hope you join us for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. And here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy. Spiritual life coach, and I am your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, Our show is Inner Divinity, knowing the source within, and what we really focus on here is discovering and using all the thousands of tools that there are out there to live happier and healthier lives, to find whatever has been blocking us from knowing the truth of who we are. We are divinely created beings. This is a show focused on spirituality rather than on religion. And there are so many ways that we can tap into that source of life itself, no matter what we call that source. It lives inside of us. I know that because without it, we wouldn't be breathing. And so whether you call that God or Great Spirit, Universal Flow, Wonkan Tonka, whatever you call that divine source of life itself, it is alive and well inside each and every one of us. And so every week we focus on how to tap into that, how to wake up to the reality that that beauty and that power and that love is in us and it's all around us. And when we can learn to welcome a connection and especially a communication with that divine spark of life, then we wake up. We wake up in ways that we have never even thought that we could wake up before. And every week we play great music. We have various conversations about things that can help us do that. And today we're going to be talking about this truth that is at the core of every religion that there is. I actually have studied a lot of religions. I had a pretty traumatic childhood that was focused around religious fanaticism. And so it started me on a path of studying what really is God, what really is true. And because of that, I studied a lot of religions and a lot of spiritual paths. And what I discovered is that at the core of every religion are the same truths. And one of the primary truths that is at the core of every single spiritual tradition that humanity has ever embraced is what we in Western culture often call the golden rule. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And what is fascinating to me, and always has been, is that every religion has what is often called the mystical tradition. And that's the core. That's what the whole religion wound up being based around, was that core. And as rules and dogma and politics get put on top of whatever those truths are, it becomes what we think of as religion. And that core truth of every spiritual tradition that there is, it's the same in every one of them. And it was so amazing to me when I first discovered that. And what it did for me was it made me stop hating or being afraid of religion, and it let me open up again to being the spiritual being that I really am. Because if it weren't for God, I would have never made it through my childhood. If it weren't for the connection that I had with God when I sat in the woods and listened to the trees hum when I was a little girl, I would never have made it. If it weren't for all the miracles that have happened in my life, and angels literally just showed up in all sorts of forms, I would not have made it where I am right now. So there is no way that I could not believe in God, because it has been shown to me so many times in about 1,000 different ways. But I had a real resentment in me about how religion is wrongly used. And so I took a class in mysticism, and in that class discovered that at the core of every religion are the same truths. And once I understood that, all my resentment just went out the window, because I realized I can just focus on these truths that are at the core. One of those is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And we're going to talk about how that gets said in various religions and sort of the different permutations of it, depending on what culture you're coming from. But one of the points I want to make up first is I've heard a lot of people, you know, my background is psychology, and I've heard a lot of people doing, like, pop psychology saying, you know, you can't really love somebody else until you love yourself, and I just really disagree with that, because love, I think, is what God really is. Love is what that divine source of life itself is. Love is what holds the universe together, and love is the power that we come from and that we can go into when we want to raise ourselves up. And if we love another, then what is happening is that love is being reflected back to us. It's one of the greatest ways I know to actually begin to love ourselves, if we don't, is to really love another. Because there is really no difference in giving and receiving. And love is power. So if I'm focused on being of service or loving another, that love is being reflected back to me, and I am feeling love. Therefore, loving myself is not such a difficult thing. So that golden rule, do unto others as you would do unto yourself, it can also be the converse of that. Do unto yourself as you would do unto another. I think if all of us really took that to heart, we would have a very, very different world. So we're going to be talking about that a lot more today. I want to give you a public service announcement, though, before we continue with that. WAIF wants to remind you to buy products that are made from recycled materials. The next time you're shopping, look for products that say, made from recycled materials, and then you can buy them. You can lend a helping hand in protecting Mother Earth. This message is brought to you by WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati. That's love. When we take care of our environment, we are taking care of where we live. We're taking care of ourselves. That is a really wonderful thing to do. I also want to let you know about mentoring. It is a program here because growing up can be rough when you're alone, because so many of us aren't practicing the golden rule. But if you're looking for a fun and rewarding way to spend some of your free time to give some love, then the Cincinnati Youth Collaborative Mentoring Program may be for you. If you would like more information on the many different mentoring options that are available, you can call 513-475-4165. Or you can visit online at www.cycyouth.org. So that's cycyouth.org for a mentoring program. That might be a way to begin doing unto others as you would have others do unto you. It's interesting to me, I printed this thing out off the internet, and it's just a few different religions and how they state the golden rule. I'm sure a lot of people know what Sikhs are, Sikhism. I love the way it's said there. It says, I am a stranger to no one, and no one is a stranger to me. Indeed, I am a friend to all. Isn't that beautiful? I love the way that's said. In Christianity, one of my favorite places where it says it in the Bible is in Matthew 7:12. It says, in everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law of the prophets. I do believe that's a Jesus quote from Matthew 7:12. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law of the prophets. Every spiritual tradition in the world, from the major religions to the tribal religions, are all based on that concept. In Aboriginal spirituality, this is from Chief Dan George, the way it was said is, we are as much alive as we keep the earth alive. That's why I read you the public service announcement about recycling. Because as we do to the earth then does to us. Let us treat the earth, let us treat our
families. Let us treat our homes. Let us treat each other as we would want to be treated. And let us treat ourselves as we would like to treat others. It all is the same thing. I love how it is the cornerstone, the mystical core center of almost every religion that there is. In Taoism, for example, this is a quote from Taosheng Tianying Pian, says, regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain, and your neighbor's loss as your own loss. See, every tradition has a little bit different way of saying it, but it's the same truth. And those of us who live in cities or in suburbs, you know, in Western America, really, we've lost that whole community feeling because we don't even know who our neighbors are, much less what's going on with them, because most of us are behind our doors and living our own lives, and we're very insulated in our own lives. I know I'm very guilty of that. So we don't really know what's going on with our neighbors. So what we can do, though, is the people that we see at work, the people we see on the street, the people we see in the grocery store, we can give them that love, that smile, that crinkling of the eyes that says, I think you're beautiful. And not in any weird, creepy way, but just as I see you, and I hope you see me. I think that's one of the reasons that movie, what was it called, Avatar, was so incredibly popular and powerful, is because it was that was the core of the movie. I see you, meaning so much, but it's really about I see the truth in you, I see the God in you, I see who you really are, I see you, and I want you to see me. I mean, that was the golden rule in a really incredible story of how to make peace instead of war. I loved that movie. In Buddhism, there's a quote that says, treat not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. See, that's the same thing Jesus said. And Buddha was on the planet, I forget how many years, 100 years or more before Jesus. Sorry, I can't keep my history straight at the moment. But that was the heart of Buddhism. And then Jesus came along and said the same thing. Treat not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. Just imagine if we all could do that for a whole day. How much love we would feel because we were giving love. We were giving acceptance. We were giving respect and admiration. We were being of service to someone else. And when we do that, it's reflected back to us. And so then we get to feel it. If you really want to love yourself, if you really want to feel good about yourself, then do something for someone else. Be of service in some way. Because we think about giving and receiving as opposite ends of the spectrum. But in the big picture of reality, they're just a duality, and they're not different. They're different ends of the same continuum. And there's really no difference in giving and receiving. If you are giving fully, then you are also receiving fully. If you are receiving fully, you are also giving fully. Because the person who is giving to you, if you're receiving it, you're giving them the gift. You're blessing them by letting them give to you. That's the way it works. And that's how, in the big picture of reality, giving and receiving are not different things. It's really quite phenomenal. So at the core of all the world's religions is this concept. And I just usually say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the simplest form. But we're going to talk about how, in various cultures, it gets said and what that means and how it's a little bit different maybe than it is in our Western culture. Before we hear a little bit of music, I want to let you know that you're listening to the show Inner Divinity. We are on every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I would love to have you interact with us. There is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So if you're on Facebook, by all means, connect on that page. This show, what we do here, is we find the ways to tap into the unconditional love and the healing power of your highest self. Because what I know is that you're a divinely created being. How do I know that? Because you're breathing. Whenever spirit leaves the body is what we call dead. So as long as you're breathing, that divine spirit is inside of you. You may not know how to get in touch with it, and that's why I do this show. You may not feel it. You may not know how to interact with it or live from that divine spark of life inside of you, but it is there. And so what we do every week on the show is talk about ways that we can clear out whatever's been blocking your awareness of that. And we talk about things that can help us tune into that and bring it up, bring the volume up of that quiet, still voice is how it's often said. But that higher self within you is alive and well. And so what we do every week is figure out ways that we can tap into it. It's a non-religious show, but what we always focus on is increasing spiritual connection. Because when we do that, we create better lives. There is a divine power and a divine beauty that lives inside of you, that lives inside of me, that lives inside of everyone that's on the planet and breathing. And that's what we do here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 is figure out ways to tap into that. Take the time to know what it means, to feel that, and to acknowledge it, and then maybe even accept it and live from it, which is a whole lot of fun. So I want to play a little song for you now. This is by Karen Taylor Good. It's called Perfect Work of Art, and this is what I truly think about you. I hope you enjoy.
I
that song, Perfect Work of Art. It's like, let me be how God created me. Let me be all that I am. Because we were created to be these incredibly powerful, divine beings. And I think we forget that because our culture doesn't teach us that. Because corporations have started ruling the world instead of the world being ruled by compassion and by a knowing of God. The world is becoming ruled more and more by greed. And so we forget. We all feel afraid and we want to protect ourselves. And it reminds me, after my mom left this world, I was actually blessed with being able to communicate with her. And she was just this incredible being of light. And she kept just saying to me over and over, there's nothing to defend against. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's all God. It's all good. Everything that happens, everything that you see, everything that's going on, no matter what it looks like, it's all God. There's nothing to defend against. Embrace it all. And you know, I try to take that to heart. And I am a spiritual being having a spiritual experience in a human body and in a human world. And so sometimes I'm not so great at that. But when I can remember that it's all good, it's all God, then I have a much easier time of it than when I don't remember it. And part of it goes back to what we've been talking about, which is that core knowing in the center of every religious tradition that there is on planet Earth, is that what we call the golden rule. In Confucius, I don't know if I can say Confucianism, it's a hard word. I love how Confucius said it. He said, one word which sums up the basis of all good conduct, loving kindness. Do not do to others what you do not want done to yourself. Wow. Confucius was around a whole lot earlier than Buddha or than Jesus or than a lot of the other traditions. And so it doesn't matter if you go all the way back to the very earliest recorded spiritual teachings. In human history, they all have this at their core. Do not do to others what you do not want done to yourself. It's just that simple. In the Baha'i Faith, which is a tradition that I love because it's so inclusive, in the Baha'i Faith they say, lay not on any soul a load that you would not wish to be laid upon you, and desire not for anyone the things you would not desire for yourself. It's pretty simple. Doesn't matter what word you use, it all says the same. In Judaism, this is from the Talmud, it says, what is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. This is the whole Torah. All the rest is commentary. That's the core belief. One of them. Actually, when I studied a lot of spiritual traditions and looked, there were two or three core beliefs that every religion was based on. But this is really the most powerful one. This is the simplest one to talk about. Is do unto others what you would have them to do unto you. It is that simple. In Hinduism, the way they say it, is this is the sum of duty. Do not do to others what would cause pain if done to you. In Islam, not one of you, this is from the Prophet Muhammad, said not one of you truly believes until you wish for others what you wish for yourself. So you see, it doesn't matter what religion you're looking at. They all say that same thing. Why? Because it's the truth. Because in reality, and mystics and shamans and sages and prophets have known this from the dawn of time, probably, since humans have been walking. Physics has now proven it as a scientific fact. There is one energy in the whole entire universe. We're all part of it. And it's part of all of us. And there is truly a oneness in the biggest picture of reality. The mental part of us will never get it. But each of us longs for that. that connection, that sense of oneness, because it's real. It's part of who we are. And because of that oneness, that's why the golden rule is at the core of every spiritual tradition. Because what you do to another, you do to yourself. And the converse of that is also true. What you do to yourself, you do to another. For some of us, it's easier to love other people. I say do that because that lets you feel love. For some of us, it's easier to focus on ourselves. And if that's true, I say do that. Because if you can focus love on yourself, then you have more love to give to others. But because of that oneness that is now proven in physics, whatever we do to ourselves, we do to others. Whatever we do to the earth, we do to ourselves. Whatever we do to someone else, we do to ourselves. There's no separation. There is distinction. We're all individuals. We each of us have free will, at least about the things that we're conscious of, which sometimes that seems a funny thing to say since we're only conscious of about 5 or 10% of what goes on inside of us. And 90 to 95% of what goes on inside of us we're unconscious about, but what we're conscious about, we have free will, and we also have the free will to bring whatever's in the subconscious or the unconscious up into consciousness, into awareness, and then we can make free will choices about it. So there's always something that we can do to experience more love, because that's the power that runs our lives. That's the power that runs the universe. We can do it by serving others. We can do it by serving our own higher good. Love is love. So do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And for those of you who have a hard time with the converse, I will say it again. Do unto yourself the way you would do unto others. Love yourself the way you love others, if you can. And if you can't, love others until you can. Or vice versa. For those of you who might just be tuning in, you are listening to WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati. I'm your host, Reverend Louisa Dyer. Every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. It's a non-religious spiritual show focused on living happier and healthier lives. And if you have a business that you would like to underwrite on WAIF, we offer very cost-friendly rates. You can actually get your business information to our incredible listeners at a cost that you can probably easily afford. If you're interested in that, you can call one of our underwriting experts at 513-351-1538, or you can go online to WAIF883.org and get information there. The cost of underwriting is very affordable. It's a way to get your business information to our listeners. And if you want to underwrite this show, you're also welcome to contact me personally through the Facebook page for this show or through my website, and I'll be happy to walk you through that process as well, because I would love to get your information to our listeners. We have the best listeners in the whole world. Did you know that? On that website that I just mentioned, my website, LouisaDyer.com, it's just my name, Louisa Dyer, D-Y-E-R.com. There is also a free guided meditation on there for connecting with your higher self, for getting really present in your body, in yourself, and quieting yourself down so that you have the opportunity to feel and perhaps even hear that higher self that lives in the core of your being. So if you've ever wanted help with getting present or getting grounded or getting centered or connecting with that higher self of your own, that's one way to do that. There are literally thousands of ways you can do that, and that's just one way. So it's a free thing. If you want to download that, you are welcome to. It's about 10, maybe 15 minutes at the most. So I really want to invite you again to check out the Facebook page for this show. I would love to hear if you've had stories of how you have woken up how you have overcome something in your life. If you've had an epiphany and all of a sudden life was different than it was before, I love hearing those stories. I co-edited a magazine in Western North Carolina called Spirit in the Smokies, and that's what the whole magazine was personal transformational stories, and it was such an inspiration. And every month, hundreds of people would write and email and call the various authors and say how much that story touched them, what a difference it made to them in their life, because they never thought of it that way, or they didn't know it was possible to have an awakening like that. You know, for a lot of people, especially those of us who have been on a spiritual path for a while, we think of enlightenment or awakening as something that's just never going to happen, and it seems so far-fetched. And really, it's just a gradual process for most of us. It's like today, my consciousness is raised. I'm a little bit more aware than I was yesterday. And so it's a gradual process, and everything that lifts us up raises our level of consciousness. And every rise in our level of consciousness gives us the ability to have a new perspective. And that's one of the ways that we can love one another, is share our stories, share the things that helped us, that worked for us, that made life better for us. As we share those stories, we wake up. The world looks different. We become different. And personally, I think that's really the point of, I think that's the point of living. Truthfully, I do, is to wake up, is to know whatever you call God, to know that power and that beauty and that joy and that divinity that lives in the core of your being. There's one other one I want to read. This is from Jainism about the golden rule, and it says, one should treat all creatures in the world as one would like to be treated. And I want to leave everybody with that thought, because we're all in this together. Not just you and me and everybody we know, but everything on the earth was all given to us by God. And I think we have a duty, an obligation, to take care of this earth in all the ways we can. That means recycling. That means eating healthy. That means taking care of ourselves as well as our world in whatever ways we can. And so I want to thank you so much for listening today. I've had a wonderful time loving you. And I especially love to do that when I have a hard time loving myself. So I hope you have a great week, and I hope you and all your friends join me back here next week for Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We're here every Wednesday, from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, and you can also find us online at WEIF883.org and on Facebook by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We're going to close out with a theme song, God Is, This Is the Truth of It, by Faith Rivera. Enjoy. Where I am.